Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud. So glad to have you back with me again. And so sad, so sorry that I missed you last week. I had the creeping crud. I had the grunge. I had no voice. I'm still a little congested and things like that, but I'm surviving. I'm surviving quite well. Don't worry about me. But there was just no way I was making it through a show without hacking to death. And I thought, well, nobody really needs to hear that. So I'm so sorry that I missed you last week, but so glad to be back this week. Talking to you about e-commerce, digital marketing, and all the stuff your business needs, right? So this ought to be a lot of fun. There's a lot of good stuff to talk about. Now, first off, some of you may be saying, wait a second, it's Wednesday. Why is there a podcast from Tim Peter on Wednesday? Thinks Out Loud comes out on Thursdays. Well, maybe. We're going to try something. I've said all along that I like to, you know, test different things and try different things. So actually, starting this week and for the next bunch of weeks, the podcast is actually going to come out on Wednesdays, and we're going to see how that goes. There's two things driving this. So one is the podcast tends to be one of the more popular posts each week, pretty consistently, probably because there's a series of things, and probably because, you know, it's built an audience unto itself. And secondly, because traffic to the site tends to be a little stronger earlier in the week and a little softer as the week goes on. So I figured, why not take two additive things, the stronger audience that we get earlier in the week and the stronger audience that the podcast gets, put them together and see if we can't make that a multiplying factor. So that's actually, you know, full disclosure, what I'm looking for, to see if, you know, we can attract a little bit more attention still by doing this a different day of the week. And it's something I always recommend you do with your content marketing efforts, is try different things, right? If you're posting once a week or twice a week or three times a week, or you're posting, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or things like that, try mixing it up a little bit. You know, don't go nuts. Notice I'm only moving from Thursdays to Wednesdays, and see how it goes. Now, I don't know if I'm supposed to have told you this, because now maybe there's an observer bias, and you'll all say, "Nah, we'll stay away and keep him guessing." But, you know, we're going to give it a shot and see how it works out. If I don't see a big boost or something, it may go back to Thursdays, or we may stay on Wednesdays. We'll see how things work out. But nonetheless, you will be able to check your podcatcher, whether it is iTunes, whether it is Stitcher, whether it is any of the very, very fine things out there, Pocket Casts, any of those that you use to listen to the podcast that you like, every Wednesday going forward, at least for the next handful of weeks, maybe month, month and a half. And you will see the latest episode of Thinks Out Loud then, not a week later, not a day later. Anyway, I wanted to pick up a little bit where we left off at the end of our last episode, our anniversary episode, episode 42, where I got an email from Dave in Los Angeles. Hi, Dave. talking about something I've talked about quite a bit. On a previous episode of the podcast, I talked about how digital marketing strategy is about information, not technology. And Dave wrote in and basically asked, well, but are you saying tech doesn't play a role at all? And the answer, of course, is no, no, it definitely does. You know, part of what makes digital marketing so effective is the fact that we're able to leverage technology to do a number of things from a reach perspective, from a conversion perspective, and from a measurement perspective that really you couldn't have done without technology. You know, this technology, the various types of tech that we deal with, play an enormous role. But they'd play an enormous role in terms of doing two things. Those two things are helping you connect with an audience and with helping you tell a story. Ideally, a story that lets that audience interact. I mean, that's really what social is about, right? It's a give and take. It's a responsive system in a way that we've never really had. It's a responsive medium in a way that we've never really had. But today, I want to talk about the tech at a slightly deeper level. And there's a reason for this that I want to, that I think you're going to enjoy, you're going to appreciate. You know, I wrote a post early this week on Monday all about how mobile makes e-commerce even more frictionless. It is very true that we now have a device we carry with us everywhere we go. I always like to say that it's always at hand, right? Because everybody's got it in their hand everywhere they go. An old boss of mine used to talk about, in breaks in meetings, watching everybody praying, because everybody immediately hunched over and started looking at the screen that they were carrying with them. In those days, it was a BlackBerry, but still, you know, the idea is the same. Go anywhere, and you'll see all these people, you know, hunched over their screen. And increasingly, mobile is going to make e-commerce activity incredibly frictionless. Now, what do I mean by frictionless? So every time a customer has to stop and think, every time a customer has to take an action that requires, you know, pulling out their credit card or looking up their shipping address or checking the zip code of where they want something sent or any of those sorts of things, right? That is a friction activity. It slows them down. It stops them in their purchase decision process. And from a marketing perspective, from an e-commerce perspective, you don't want that. You want this to be seamless. It should be like sliding across ice, you know? One of the reasons I think we all like the marketing funnel metaphor is it's nice to think that customers can't resist, you know, gravity. They're just going to be sliding straight down through the funnel until you catch them. Now, in practice, that's not the way it works. But increasingly, it is becoming less, there's less friction involved. And mobile is going to facilitate that process even more. I talked about this weeks ago about how Facebook is going to be facilitating mobile transactions effectively with what technologists like to call single sign-on. Facebook already knows, and I'm sure some technologist is going to write in and say, don't call it that, because it's not really that, but it's conceptually that. Facebook already knows so much about you that there's no need to re-enter the information. You simply authorize yourself through Facebook, and then the payment happens. TechCrunch announced this week that Facebook has completed most of its implementation. It's partnered with PayPal and Stripe and a company called Braintree to auto-fill the billing information in these mobile transactions and then go ahead and process the payment through those areas. In fact, Facebook is so heavily invested in this that there's talk, a company called Payment Source, a site called Payment Source, is reporting that PayPal is going to buy Braintree to facilitate this process even further. So that's one example of how mobile can make this so much better, so much more frictionless. Another example is GigaOm had a piece a couple of weeks ago that talks about something called iBeacon in the new iPhones. And Quartz also has a really good article about this. I'll link to both of them in the show notes. But the idea is that it will enable transactions and finding your way around stores and managing inventory and finding your way to inventory and purchasing inventory simpler and faster and more frictionless, right? Now, to be fair, a technology exists already called NFC for near-field communications that is in all the Android phones and has a large number of applications already. If you're using an Easy Pass for your local toll system, right? Or if you're using one of those Easy Pays on many credit cards, that's an NFC connection. The GigaOm article explains that iBeacon has certain technical advantages that make it more effective for retailers potentially. Lower voltage requirements, lower power requirements, much more granular data. You should be able to deploy more of these in a wider area for lower cost. I'm not placing bets on which is going to win, whether it's going to be iBeacon, whether it's going to be NFC. But the point is, clearly we're moving in a direction where customers will be able to do these things very easily, very, very simply. And of course, doing that enables simpler, faster, more streamlined, more frictionless commerce. There are a number of other examples that you're seeing every day. You know, eBay and Amazon now offer a ship-to-store, a ship-to-a-local-locker type transaction where you don't have to be home to accept the shipment. Amazon has just announced in its new Kindle Fire that there's going to be online tech support. You'll be able to talk face-to-face with somebody right on the device. You know, I've talked about the fact that in my Travel Tuesday post, I've talked about the fact that, you know, this should be more than just last minute. But obviously, clearly, it enables last minute purchasing, last minute shopping for many, many industries in a far more effective way than we've ever had. And we should only expect this to get bigger. You know, I wrote a piece a few weeks back where I talked about how computers may stop using screens and what that means for your business. Well, this is what that is. Whether it's NFC, whether it's iBeacon, whether it's, you know, your mobile device and frictionless payments, no matter what those are, the screen becomes less important. And it's going to keep driving the growth of e-commerce. I've been talking for some time about the fact that e-commerce is up, 16% year over year. M-commerce is up 24%. And these things are still going to grow dramatically. And this little device you have with you, this tech that you carry with you, is going to matter a ton in driving that. Now, of course, you're going to have holdouts. You know, Pew Internet Research Center, you know, talks about the fact there's 15% of people don't go online at all. Well, that may be true today, but as these sensors deploy in various places, as they get used more commonly by people to do things where they're not online, but they're not offline either, the distinction between those two goes away. And that offers up tremendously exciting opportunities to you as a marketer, to you as a business, to reach your customer in the way that works for them, whether it's personalization, whether it's assistance, like we're seeing with what Amazon is doing with its Kindle, whether it's easy shipping, whether it's easy payments, just swipe your phone to pay. All of those will combine to make the retail experience and the online shopping experience very, very integrated and not much of a difference at all to your customers. They're going to use the channel that they want, whether it's mobile, whether it's the web, whether it's local, whether it's in your store, whether it's in your restaurant, no matter what it is, they're going to do what they want to do. And these are all just tools that are going to facilitate it. Of course, there's a great lesson that goes way back to 2000. There's a great piece on Bloomberg that really speaks to both the opportunity here and on your need to really execute. That is just too rich to pass up. Bloomberg has a great set of videos, so worth watching. I, of course, will link to them in the show notes. I'll probably embed the video from YouTube right into the show notes. That are concept videos from Microsoft that they filmed in the year 2000 that show people interacting with technology in a variety of ways. And literally, I'm reading right from the headline here, right? These things were spot on. They got it exactly right in terms of the way they saw people interacting with tech, in the way that they saw people listening to music on mobile devices and shifting from one device to another and picking up right where they left off because of cloud-like concepts. You know, if you ignore the cheesy acting and some of the very, very late 90s, early 2000s design aesthetic that's there, they hit this on the head. And the question that Bloomberg asks, and I think is so relevant to what we're talking about here, is why didn't Steve Ballmer, the CEO, build any of this? Right? It's a fair question. These guys got it exactly right, except for the fact that they didn't deliver. And that's why when you talk about tech and when you talk about the people who you're using to connect with the tech and you're talking about connection, you're talking about brand story, and you're talking about all these things, fundamentally, execution matters most of all. If you look at the people who are successful using mobile, if you look at the people who are successful using the web, if you look at the people who are successful in their retail outlets, if you look at the people who are successful in the various chat media channels that they use, whether it's social or search or local search or any of those things, right? The ones who are the most successful as businesses don't necessarily participate in every single one of those. But when they do, they execute really, really well. And so the message I would really leave you with this week is that as you look at any of these things, focus on executing, focus on delivering. You don't want to be looking back 10 years down the road or 13 years down the road, as we're doing with these Microsoft videos, and say, wow, these guys had all the ideas right. How come they didn't deliver? So with that, and noting the time on the wall, we are running a bit long today because this was a jam-packed show. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up for this week. As ever, I want to remind you that you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes by doing a search for Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or just Thinks Out Loud if that works for you. You can go to timpeter.com/podcast and subscribe there. Or you can subscribe through your favorite podcatcher, whether that's something like Stitcher or Pocket Cast, by doing a search for Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or again, just Thinks Out Loud. And as ever, you can email me your comments, questions, concerns, thoughts, anything that comes to mind for you. By all means, please do drop me a line at podcast@timpeter.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what you're thinking about the show, about our move to Wednesdays, about anything that comes top of mind for you about social, local, mobile marketing, and all the aspects related to that. So with that, I hope you all have a fantastic rest of the week and a wonderful weekend, and I'll look forward to seeing you right back here on Thinks Out Loud real soon. Take care, everybody.